Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up here for the children's message. Good morning, guys. Good morning. I want to talk about names this morning. Does anybody have a name? Nobody's got a name. Yeah, I think I know most of your names, actually. Yeah, I know some. I know your names, and your parents gave you those names. But sometimes people call us names that are not the names that we were given, right? Sometimes people call us names that are hurtful, right? That are not good names. Has that ever happened to you? And how does that make you feel?
Sad.
Yeah. It hurts, right? There's something about us that when we hear ourselves called something, something inside of us, if we know it's not right, hurts, right? We're going to hear today a story in our gospel lesson where God calls Jesus a name, okay? But it's not a bad name, okay? What happens in this story is a voice from the heavens comes down as Jesus is baptized, and the voice says, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." So there's a few things going on there. First of all, God calls Jesus my son, right? Which is kind of a cool thing. And then God calls Jesus beloved. Now, what does beloved mean? Yeah, somebody who is loved. Yeah, somebody who is loved. So essentially, God is saying, you're my son, I love you, and I'm pleased with you, which is a pretty cool thing to be called, right? So there are definitely good names that we can be called too, besides just our given names. Can you guys think of any that that we might call each other? What about something like, wow, you're so strong, or you're so brave, or you're so smart? Right? There are good names we can call each other, and we think those things can have power too to impact how people feel, and that's a really cool thing. But what I want you guys to know today is, did you know that God calls you a name too? Just like Jesus is called by God, this voice from the heaven said, "You are my son and I love you." You guys in the waters of baptism also are called a name by God, and that name is Precious Child. Did you know that? You are God's precious child. That is who you are, and there's nothing that you can do to change that. And we want to remember that. So I've got some of this oil here that we put on people's heads when they're baptized, and I want you guys to help me with this, if you would, to remind each other that we have a name from God, and it's God's precious child. Can you help me with that? Okay, so here's how this is going to work. I'm going to do yours, and then can you do Gavin's, and then can we go on down the line? Okay. I'm going to put the sign of the cross, and I'm going to say, "You are God's precious child." Okay? So just rub your finger right there a little bit on the top of that, and you can do Gavin and say, "You are God's precious child." Wonderful. Gavin, for your sister. "You are God's precious child." Can you say those words, Gavin? Wonderful. Gracie, would you help Marcus and say, "You are God's precious child." Marcus, she's going to touch your forehead. Can you stand up, please, sir? Leave it to the preacher's kid. Okay. Marcus, she's going to touch your forehead. Keep going. He's good. "You are God's precious child, Marcus." Marcus, would you tell that to your sister? Can you put this on your finger? And we're going to make the sign of a cross on Hannah's head, and you would say, "You are God's precious child." Can you say that, Marcus? Say, "You are God's precious child." I'll say it for her. "You are God's precious child." Wonderful. Thank you, guys. So I want you guys to remember that no matter what other names people might use for you, we hope they'll be using good names for you, because we believe that's important. But even if other people aren't using good names, you can always know that you have this name from God, precious child. No matter whatever happens, God loves you and you are God's precious child. And that's pretty cool. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, thank you for making us your children. Help us to remember that's who we are. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. I believe Miss Susan is over here for anybody who wants to go to children's church, and you're always welcome to stay with us, too.